Right now, though, we are excited to bring in Craig Lachlan, the Locker, live from practice, I think, at MSG. Locker, what's up, man?
Hey, not much. Fully attended practice, it looks like. 20-plus players on the ice. It was optional, but everybody's taking their option and being on the ice. So I think they look excited for the game tonight.
Well, they heard you were going to be there. And
yeah, they wanted to impress the Locker, man.
Maybe. I hope they impress me tonight, not in practice.
There you go. Hey, what are you looking for in this team tonight? A lot of injuries. How do they, you know, come together and try to go out there and do something spectacular?
Well, let me talk first about game one. Number one, the Caps did not have their A game. They had a C-plus game at best. The Rangers, on the other hand, I didn't think they were very good either. So to me, it's going to be the team that really steps up their game. We know the Rangers can play better. And the Caps definitely can play better, Bemis. So I'm looking forward to a real highly contested game. And for that to be a highly contested game, the Caps have to score tonight. They need shots on Shesterkin. They've got to crowd him. They can't rely on 20 shots to win tonight. They're going to need 30 shots to get a chance to tie up this series at one apiece.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you might have still been on the air, Locker. But after that game one, Alex Ovechkin came to talk to the media, and I don't know the specifics, but I imagine he was obligated to in some capacity. And he answered two questions and left very fast. And you could tell how frustrated he was, I think, with his own level of play. Did you sense that at all? And how much better could just Ovi be and then that lift the whole team?
I think that's a good point. I think Ovi was disappointed because he's a guy that thrives in the playoffs, as we've seen over the years in Washington. And he was matched up tightly. You know, Laviolette played what I call as a hard matchup, meaning every line that came over the boards for the Caps was matched by the line that he wanted to. As the home bench boss, he's allowed that last change. So the whole night, Ovi was stuck playing with Panarin, against Trocheck, against guys like that. So it sort of stalled that line, the Caps' offense. I think tonight, and even after that press conference, you know, he was disappointed. It's only the fourth time in his playoff career that he was held without a shot. And they need him to get shots on Shesterkin. You know, he's a 31-goal scorer this year, but in his career, obviously the best in the world. So to me, that might have frustrated them a little bit. And I think tonight you're going to see some jockeying of lines, to be honest with you. And I'm going to see the Caps try to get away from the hard matchups. They're going to try to switch it up. And the way they do that, in the game of hockey, the last change, their stoppages of play, the opposition has to put their guys on the ice first. And then Laviolette says, okay, here's the three guys they're putting up front. I like my chances of winning if I put my three guys over now. If it's a run-and-gun sort of a flow game, the Caps can get better matchups by changing on the fly. And that's what the players and I think the Caps will be trying to do tonight to stall the Rangers' offense.
So you think they need to slow them down some? Because, I mean, the Caps, they're not that team that's going to go up and down the ice with them anymore. But how do they get them to play to a pace that's going to be more, you know, advantageous to them.
Well, I think Bemis, you know, after the game, the Caps coach Sarbury, the more on the fact that they had a lot of pucks on the dasher, the yellow part of the bottom of the boards, and if they're playing outside the dots, that means they're getting no angles to the net. The Caps are better offensively if you see the puck carriers between the dots in the center of the ice. In the game of hockey, it's so hard to defend. If you're coming at a guy one-on-one up the middle of the ice, he's got a backpedal. He can't step up because you can go right, you can go left, you can go through him. If you're stuck outside the dots, now you're between the dots and the boards, defensively, that's the easiest thing in the world to do. All you do is angle the guy to the boards, and he's got no play because he can't get into the interior. So tonight I'm looking forward to the Caps carrying the puck with more speed in open ice. They've got to make hockey plays. They've got to go direct. They can't rim the puck around the boards and hope to create offense. It just doesn't happen. So to me, McMichael, Lapierre, Dylan Strom, Nick Gow, anybody that gets to the middle of the ice, if you see them carrying the puck a lot, that's going to make the Caps look faster than if it's always on the wing. And that's what happened in game one. So to me, it's about getting the puck to the middle. It's getting your legs going. It's attacking with speed. The Caps will have a better chance to look fast. And D-Mitch, you mentioned playing with pace. you can play with pace because the puck does a lot of the work in hockey, and it can make a team look fast. And that's what I'm looking forward to tonight, to see if the Caps can get that puck to the middle and attack with speed.
Well, you were kind of saying last night that no matter how fast the other team is, nothing's faster than the puck, right? And a lot of it is just increased passing. Is that kind of part of it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think when you look at it, the passing has to be supported. You've got to go up to the ice. You know, the NHL, you hear every coach said after a win, oh, we played really connected. Connected simply means you're playing as a five-man unit. You're supporting one another to make short passes, not wide passes all night long. If you make wide passes, you're going to get ripped off in the neutral zone and they're going to attack the other way. So I think the Caps always have looked fast when they pass the puck. And I've said it many times when the Caps were in their heyday, man, are the Caps ever fast? And it's fast because of the puck movement. And to me, they didn't move the puck the other night. They didn't move it 5-on-5. They didn't move it on the power play. And guys, also a thing that can really help this team, you can't go into the playoffs and have the power play stall out. They were 0-for-4 with just 3 shots. That's not good enough. The power play often is a carryover to your 5-on-5 play and vice versa. If you get a 5-on-5 goal quickly, your power play is going to come out with more confidence. If you score on the power play, the offense 5-on-5 gets better. It's just a sense on the bench as players that, yeah, we can score. We can score 5-on-5. We can score on the power play now. We have more room. And I thought the power play, to be honest with you, let them down, considering that the power play that the Caps have since the All-Star break was number one in the NHL, close to 30%. And game one, it was not even close to the execution that they needed.
Totally. Totally. And, you know, it's interesting you talk about the passing. When the Rangers were able to break through and score that first goal in game one, it was all quick passes kind of behind the net before Rempe was the one that hammered it home. The second goal, I think, was kind of just the individual skill of Panarin. But as good as Lindgren has been, and he's been fantastic down the stretch for them to kind of scratch and claw their way into that 8th playoff spot, do they need a little more from him, or was that kind of just out of his control the other afternoon?
I thought he should have had the second one, to be honest with you. It was a 3-on-1. He sort of cheated to the guy going to the net, and that allowed Panarin to put the puck through him. I think when you look at his play, you know, after last game, you know, we're all into analytics in every sport. And the one thing that I've been impressed with Charlie this year when you look at his analytics was he was always making about one save over expected. And that means you're coming up with a save that it should probably go in, but it doesn't, and your goalie bails you out for a bad defensive play, a lucky turnover, you name it. Last game, Shesterkin analytically stopped 1.5 more than expected. Lindgren stopped about a half a goal less than expected. If he can be above the expected save analytic, that's when the Capitals had most success. That's this season. When you look at his 25 wins, guys, I bet you in 20 of them, he was making saves above expected. And that's what he's going to have to do tonight. He can't be below analytically, or the Caps are going to be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah, okay. That I feel a little better because I kind of thought that too, that both the second and the third, I feel like he had been making – now, are they ridiculous saves? Yes, but he's been making those. And I wonder if kind of the defense thought they would still get those. But new night tonight, what is the key for them to come out and just – because you know that place is going to be buzzing. It's going to be really loud. I feel like the success of the Knicks will only build into the crowd for the Rangers games. Is it an early goal? Is it a big hit? I thought Wilson showed up the other day, but kind of the other top-line guys, I think you need more out of Ovi, out of Oshie. Carlson, his legs are going to fall off. They've got him playing so much. What do you want to see early in this thing?
Well, I think I want to see the Caps going north with the puck, and that simply means their toes are pointed towards their net, and they're getting the puck, and they're moving it quickly. Get it up and get on the attack. The Caps are a north-south team. They're not an east-west team. Go north with the puck. If you notice down the stretch, all they did is get the center, dump it in, had a guy going, they forechecked, they were aggressive. The Rangers give up some of the most odd man breaks in the league. They're one of the poorest defensive teams on the attack when you look at numbers, and they're also not very good at covering the cycle. So to me, tonight's all about offense. The start has to be better. You know, remember, game one was all a feeling out process, meaning they try to hammer each other, they try to be aggressive, they try to be physical. You need that part of your game off the bat. But I want to see the Capitals play with a little more flow. Get the puck up the ice. Push their D back. Attack Shesterkin. Shesterkin, guys, when he's on his game, he's seeing the puck. The puck looks like a balloon to him. It looks like a beach ball. When he's under duress and the puck looks minute, that's when you know you're pressuring him. So off the start, guys, tonight, you will notice if the Caps can go from transition defense to offense fast, the Caps will have a good chance to tie up the series.
All righty.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, they barely had possession. Just control the puck a little bit. Lockhart, thank you for making time for us, man. Everybody give him a follow at Lachlan18. Are you doing this stream show with Tarek at noon?
No, I'm a big TV guy, no. I'm just kidding. And I'm going to be able to use, B-Mix, I'm just going to use all the hockey stuff JP told me last night at dinner for my telecast tonight. I'm all set. He's the new hockey expert.
Oh, boy.
I am anything but.
Be careful with that one.
I tell you what, stories.
B-Mix, remember, I had two or three IPAs when he was talking.
Oh, okay,
I'm okay.
The stories you were telling about playing hockey in the 80s were phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I think we should tell the world that Joe B. picked out a nice Italian restaurant. We all ordered pasta, and Tarek El-Bashir got a cheeseburger.
At an Italian restaurant. Go figure. That's Tarek in a nutshell.
I'm not making my comment about Tarek.
Locker, thank you for making time for us, man. Have a great call tonight. I'll see you at the arena.
All right, Locke.
You got it, boys. Thank you. Thank you.
That is Craig Lachlan. Check him out at Lachlan18. Dude, he's got so much awesome stuff going on with his foundation and all the fundraising and all the stuff they're doing. It was really cool to get to spend a little time with Locker last night.
That's the dude, man.
Yeah, and we'll all be watching tonight. Hopefully they can get this thing. Because if they can win the night, Friday night at Capital One is going to be bananas.
Yes,
that would be fun.
It would be awesome.